This is Truth Matters, Daily Devotion with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, whose mission is to empower men and women in the Christian faith to teach biblical truth in the culture and the marketplace of ideas, using the Bible as a sacred trust of truth in sharing the message of Jesus. Learn more about the ministry of the Truth Project at www.projecttruthmatters.com. Today we discuss the struggle between today's world and the spirit of Babylon. Here's your host.
Hello, I'm Dr. Cheryl Davis, and you are listening to Truth Matters. But really, how should we respond to all this? You know, because it seems like we are marginalized in society today when we don't subscribe to humanism, materialism. As we are a peculiar people, it seems like we're further marginalized in society. And it talks about this in verses 4 through 7 of chapter 18. For I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins, and lest you receive of her plagues. For her sins have reached to heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Render to her just as she rendered to you. Repay her double according to her works, and the cup which she has mixed, mix double for her. In the measure that she glorified herself and lived luxuriously, in the same measure give her torment and sorrow. For she says in her, I sit as a queen and am no widow, and will not see sorrow. The command for the people of God to separate themselves from the world is a frequent one in Scripture. One of the best known exhortations is given by Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 through 18. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial? And what part has a believer with an unbeliever? For what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall say, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. There are two reasons for fleeing from Babylon. One is to be separate from the sins of Babylon. Judgment is coming upon the world system of Satan, and if we separate ourselves from the world, we will escape judgment. That is the first reason. And the second reason is to flee to escape the plagues and judgments that are coming upon the Antichrist and those who follow him. Just don't fall prey. Don't think that because the literal Babylon is in ruins today that the spirit of Babylon is not alive and well, because it is. We need to stay separate from that worldly spirit, which is a key to safety in the days ahead. And I think, really, to be honest, that is the biggest struggle of the church today, is the intermingling of the world with the church, and we're losing our identity. So I implore you that if you're leading a church or if you're a leader in a church, is to pray where the Lord would open your eyes to where the world has taken up residence in your church, and it has polluted the people, it has polluted the work of the church, and that he would open your eyes to come out and to cut out those parts of your church, much like a surgeon's scalpel, with precise precision, and to open your eyes to who that is and to work that is, and that needs to come out from the world, and to be separate. So we finish chapter 18, and we will see that the blood of the saints has been avenged again on the economic system. So I thank you for listening to Truth Matters, and next time we'll get into chapter 19 of the Marriage Supper of the Lamb. I'm Dr. Cheryl Davis.
You've been listening to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, a North Carolina-based ministry dedicated to teaching biblical truth and sound theology to those inside and outside of the church. If you'd like to listen to these messages on demand, go to projecttruthmatters.com and click on the podcast link. Dr. Davis is also available to speak to your ministry group or church function. She can be reached by email at CherylDavis@projecttruthmatters.com. Or if you'd like to send a letter, the address is Project Truth Matters, Post Office Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28384. You can hear Truth Matters weekdays on this radio station at 8:20 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. with a full-length teaching program on Saturday afternoon at 12:30. Until next time, let's all work together to teach of biblical truth, to assist, equip, edify, and encourage one another, and bring the gospel to the world. Because truth matters.